I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right. Overall analysis of the vice presidential debate, Dom Giordano show. One of the burning questions is, where do we get these so-called moderators? My goodness. Bill O'Reilly's with us to answer that and a bunch of other things. Bill O'Reilly, the author of the best-selling Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America, going strong. Hey, Bill, welcome back. I was following you on Twitter. I was ready to send you a message, please, for your health. Calm down. I share your frustration with Susan Page last night.
You want me to calm down, or who do you want to calm down?
Yeah. Well, I had to calm down, too. My wife can't take it. My sons can't take it. They can't watch with me. Because I watch it professionally, as you do.
Yeah.
And I just cannot understand why we have this pathetic setup and these people who can't do the job.
Well, they're corporate people. That's what you have to understand. They're told what to say. Mm-hmm. And you see, people, they think back to Mike Wallace and me on the Fox News Channel and others. And back then, we weren't told what to say. All right. Once in a while, you know, some pinhead executive would say something ridiculous and we'd laugh at them. Now, the corporate media says this is what you do. So Susan Page, she's a smart woman. I've interviewed her a couple of times. She works for USA Today. That's Gannett. They own it. Big corporation. They're very left. They don't like Donald Trump. And they are insane about global warming. So she brings that to the debate, and she and Gannett people sit around for a week, and they think up questions based upon their wheelhouse. So when you get questions from her like, oh, you guys are pretty old. I mean, what do you think about being old? What do you think about our allies overseas? Nobody cares, Susan. They don't care. They don't care about their allies. It's COVID, all right? It's the economy. It's the far left trying to pack the court. They don't care about what's going on in Belgium, Susan. Do you not get that? Apparently she doesn't. So each moderator brings in baggage. And unfortunately, in a 90-minute debate where there's only three people, all of the baggage of all three were on display last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill, she wasn't even going to ask the Supreme Court question. I mean, that's malfeasance.
No, but Pence had to do it.
Pence had to do it. Pence took control. And I know in his mind what he was thinking about is, I got two females here. If I take control, mansplain and all these other charges. But he's so calm, so rock solid. I know him because of talk radio. We're friendly, and I've interviewed him a dozen times. He's not flashy. But he executed the defense and the offense for President Trump last night beautifully, I thought.
Well, here's what you need to know about the debate and your listeners as well if they watched. Every answer Senator Harris gave was about Senator Harris. I don't even know if Biden got in there. I think she said he liked coffee milkshakes at one point. But Biden wasn't even in the debate as far as Kamala Harris is concerned. It was all about her. Don't you tell me. Don't you tell me about criminal justice. You know, it was all about her. Everything was about her. When you went over to Pence, nothing was about him. It was all President Donald Trump did this, President Donald Trump did that. That shows you different personalities, okay? The second thing was that when you're in a debate, you're trying to persuade people to go over to your side. That's why you have the debate. So Harris doesn't understand that. She's speaking to her choir.
Yes.
And her demeanor was disrespectful, just like President Trump's demeanor in the last debate was disrespectful. Harris did exactly what Trump did, except Trump was aggressive and Harris was passive aggressive. And you saw that in the split screens when the vice president was speaking. There's Harris shaking her head with this phony arrogant smile like, you're an idiot, but I am a genius. All right? Now, people picked up on that. Frank Luntz gets these little crews in to watch the debates. They're supposed to be online voters. And his first report is, none of them liked Harris. And I believe that's why Trump, that's why Pence had helped Trump so much, because Harris came across as unlikable. We don't like her. Because remember, people aren't like you and me. We don't. They don't follow this stuff. They don't know who Kamala Harris is. Nobody knows who she is. I'll tell you who she is. She's a radical leftist who would destroy traditional America. That's who she is. And the fact that Biden put her on the ticket tells you all you need to know about Biden.
All right, let's move to the next debate. I've been talking today with listeners, Bill, and you probably, I don't know if you've said the same thing, but I'm sure it was breaking and all the stuff you're doing, you brought it up. President Trump, is this a ploy? And how does he get out of this? Not going to do the next debate because it's virtual. To me, that is a huge, huge mistake. He needs a good debate with Joe Biden.
First of all, the announcement was disrespectful. So you don't make an announcement if you're the debate commission without consulting and getting the input of the two campaigns. And they didn't. They just, maybe Biden got a heads up. I don't know. We haven't heard from him, but Trump certainly didn't. So that's number one. Very disrespectful. Number two, a virtual debate is really nothing, because Biden can have 15 guys in the room with cards and everything else, or he can have an earpiece, or he can have, you know, I mean, it's just foolish, ridiculous. Number three, this is not going to stand, because Trump is going to say, I'm not going to go, but I will go if it's in person, build a wall, have German shepherds, put up barbed wire, whatever you want. We'll have a separation, make it impossible for anybody
Let me challenge that and say, what's his leverage there? You really think these people that want him to lose need that debate so much they're going to give in if he says, I won't come?
No, but I think it energizes his base and his donation situation. So Trump's not going to do a virtual debate. He's not going to do it. Whether that's a mistake in the long run, nobody's going to know until Election Day. But I think it's going to change. I think that they will have an in-person debate. They might push it back, like a National Football League game. But I think they will have two more in-person debates. I wouldn't do it if I were Trump. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, why would Biden?
Why
would Biden? The big advantage here is Biden gets to hide again. And my hope is, and I want to tell
you, you're not going to flush him out in a virtual debate. There's no way you're going to flush him out. I mean, because he's going to be there and he's going to have guys helping him, which is ridiculous. Who's going to monitor that? Would he put somebody out and looking in his window?
We'll find out.
I don't even know if he has a window in his basement.
We'll find out about that. Here's what I wanted to ask you, though, the psychology of Trump. Does he watch Pence last night? Can he channel some of that and keep his flair? That's fine. But drill down as Pence very effectively did. Can he do that?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, just today he comes out and in a statement about debate, and he goes, I won that first debate. Everybody knows I won it. All the polls I saw say I won it. Look, no one says he won it.
Yeah.
You know, no fair-minded person would say, yeah, Donald Trump won the first debate. He didn't win it. All right? Because it wasn't because of what he said. It was how he said it. Just like Kamala Harris's demeanor last night lost the debate for her, his interruptions and his over-the-top bellicosity, word of the day there, Dom, bellicosity, all right, lost him the debate. But not for him, not in his mind. You know, I won it. I kicked his butt. Well, there isn't one poll that I've seen that reflects that. Now, the polls are bogus. I got it. But I see internal polling. And the Republican internal polling says he's behind substantially and didn't gain anything in the first debate. Now, I think Pence is going to help him. And I think now what Donald Trump has to do is to level with people about COVID. Talk to them in a very personal way about it. This is what I went through. This is what I learned. All right. It's a horrible, horrible disease. I think we made a mistake in the Rose Garden by having that kind of an exposition so close together. Why not admit the mistake? You know,
I'm in complete agreement.
Why not admit they made a mistake?
It humanizes it. Well, Pence probably couldn't say it. They wouldn't let him, but it humanizes you. He's got a story to tell now, Trump, going through the disease that adds to everything else that he has. That's the
right
thing.
Right. So, I mean, you're basically, you don't have an election Trump versus Biden. Nobody cares if Biden's president or not. Nobody's jumping up and down, Dom, going, I got to have that Joe Biden in the Oval Office. It's all about Trump. I hate him. I love him. All right? But it's really about the country. Do you want to keep traditional America intact, which Trump would do, or do you want a far-left, no-bail United States of America? I mean, when she said last night, no-bail, I went, are you not watching what's happening in Philadelphia and New York City? Are you not seeing that?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if I'm Pence, I go, what? Are you out of your freaking mind? That's how you have to do it. And who cares if the commentators on CNN, oh, he's a man, and look, he's talking to us. Look at that. I would say, you out of your freaking mind? Look what's happening in the nation's largest cities. No bail? Oh, my God. But this is what the election's about.
Hey, do you watch?
I don't think most people know that.
Do you realize it?
They think it's just Trump Biden. It isn't.
Take us inside. Do you watch it in the O'Reilly Dome by yourself? Can you be there with other people, or is it too much?
Well, I got the urchins, and they're commanded to watch it.
Okay.
They have to put the stupid machines down and watch it. And then I got my on a speaker. I got my staff because I'm tweeting. I don't tweet with thumbs. I tweet with my mouth. They write it down. They tweet it out. And then I'm setting the No Spin News, which we'll do tonight at 6 o'clock on BillO'Reilly.com. I'm setting the sound bites. All right, so I'm going, I want that sound bite. I want this sound bite.
Okay.
So it's like a military operation. And, you know, then I the next morning we have a conference call. And we set the lineup and they set the sound bites. And then we rock and roll, and you'll see it tonight.
All right, Bill, BillO'Reilly.com, and the book is still going great guns, and one of the best signs of it is fair and balanced and wide in scope. Anybody that wants this, particularly with kids that are savvy toward it, college kids or whatever, it is the biggest exposition of exactly what happened that's at the core of our country.
Killing Crazy Horse is a very important book. That's all I'm going to say. I've hyped it. We've sold more than 300,000 copies in less than a month. The thing is just a phenom right now. But if you buy it and read it, you will learn a lot about your country in a very entertaining way. You won't be able to go to sleep.
Bill, thank you as always. Thanks very much for joining us.
Anytime, Dom. Always a pleasure.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.